What we do here is go back.
Yeah, good mate. Thanks for having me.
We went the hardest in the celebrations.
Can't say myself, can I?
Sort of almost got to tell yourself that you're a big game player or a big finals player. So somehow I thought, well, just because I play well as a 13-year-old, I'd have to play well in the grand final.
Me and Cogs are a couple of good WA boys, and we do get a bit affectionate with each other, always giving each other kisses and stuff. Nah, not really, just, you know, a manly kiss on the cheek every now and then.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Bray and Ethan podcast. Bray Loveridge and Ethan Roth with you. Ethan, the draft has crept on us a little bit, and this will probably be out just before the draft gets underway. So who do we have in studio?
We might have saved the best till last, Bray. The word bolter does get thrown around a bit, but this man is no exception to that. He's come straight from Leavers, so he's probably a bit tired. But Caleb Smith, welcome. How are you going?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
As we said, straight back from Leavers, but you also had a birthday in the week. How's the last week been?
Yeah, it's been good. Just come back from Busselton. Had my birthday on the 20th of November, so that was pretty exciting. Went to the pub with just family and friends, which was good. And then Leavers was good fun. The zones and all that was really good fun. And have a good week with the lads after a big year. Was good fun.
Big 18th as well. And yeah. Was it as good as I guess everyone built it up to be?
Yeah, well, like the it was good, like being around your mates and all that. That was always good fun, but just going to the zones was good fun. But you know, just after a while, you go to the zone dancing's all good fun. Just the lines, like you line up for a ride, like bumper cars for an hour, and you just get so bored, and you get cold, like in the middle of Dunsborough. It's just or Dunsborough and Busselton, like it's like 10 degrees, like 9 degrees, so it's absolutely freezing just standing in the lines for like an hour or so. But no, it was good fun, good experience, and enjoyed it.
I reckon it's like good by the end of it because like you're probably ready to come home, so it's like a week's probably a good amount of time. But you started your footy at Melville Junior Footy Club. Was your childhood always filled with sport, and when did you first head down to East Frio?
Yeah, well, I always started when I playing footy at Auskick when I was around like around the age of 7, 10, 8. Yeah, so at Melville, and then played all through Melville until year nine, year ten. And that's when I started in the development squads for East Frio at around 15 years old, and always been in and around those programs through probably up until 16s development, and then futures, and then now just finished my second year of Colts. So
for sure, some guys are talked about way before their draft year, which probably wasn't the case for you. So what were your expectations coming into season 2022? Was the draft at all on the agenda?
Yeah, well, I did have I had an end of season meeting with one of my Colts coaches, and he did say that, look, you have gained like some interest in playing the last couple of games. So I knew that if I did crack down and have a good preseason, I might give myself a good shot at the draft this year, and that's hopefully what I've done so far.
So did you have a manager by that point, or did that come this year?
No, I did have a manager that time. Okay. So he was really good and helped me through that. So
Well, your coach at Wesley, Michael Broadbridge, said that you have, this is quoted by the way, you have AFL written all over you with capabilities that other kids don't have. How was your time at Wesley, and must have helped to have coaches like him, plus also Ruben Jinby, who was there too.
So Wowie, and having a coaches such as Wowie, Shep and Brody was just absolutely next level. Like I had Shep as a backline coach, always like just, he was just another mate. And then we had Wowie, who was just midfield coach, and he was my mentor as through Wesley. Like if I needed a question, I'd always go to him because he was always just so awesome and reliable. And just Brody, just had that knowledge and about the game, and it was just awesome. I always knew that the best was for me, and like playing against such as like players like Ruben, always strive to play my best footy. And playing at Wesley was definitely one of the best experiences in footy my career so far.
Yeah, for sure. Star-studded coaching lineup down there at Wesley.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Shepherd, real good bloke as well. Yeah. This year you had some injuries and illness, but then broke out in the second half of the season and, both at Wesley and East Freo. Was the state combine invitation when you thought AFL was a genuine possibility, and how'd you go at the state combine?
Yeah, with my injuries, obviously it was a bit disappointing and then missing out on the state selections. But I knew I had to, when I came back, I knew I had to, put my head down and play some good footy, and that's what I tried to do, and managed to get a state invite for the combine, and that really, made me feel like I've my hard work's paid off for all the rehab I was doing, and to get back on the track. So yeah, definitely that state invite was it lifted me, and yeah, definitely strive to, do my best at that and see how we went from there.
The 20 meter sprint as well, that must have been nice.
Yeah, so going into it, I knew that obviously the agility and the sprinting were going to be one of my strengths, so definitely winning that was, I was very happy with that, because that's what I think most people were looking out for me, and that's what I was pretty happy with that, yeah.
And many say you're the favourite out of the kids who didn't play state footy to be picked up. Obviously, phantom drafts and that sort of thing, they don't mean much, but you still are in the top 30 or 40 on sort of most of those current ones. Is it crazy how thick and fast the attention has come? I mean, how are you dealing with it? Because a couple of months ago, you probably didn't see this coming.
Exactly right. Up until about 3-4 months ago, I was just a guy playing for Wesley and trying to, get back on the track for Colts. So, but like you said, it has become, it's starting to ramp up a bit, but I try and do things to take my mind off it, and that'd be golf or go for a surf, just go for a run or something. Just try and talk to the right people and get a clear head around all this stuff.
Was there a game or moment, turning point, do you reckon, that got this attention to that next level, or was it just sort of your ability to transfer what you were doing at PSA to the Colts?
Yeah, it was, for my main thing was obviously my speed and run off the half back, and when people started getting interested in that, I definitely did start obviously then taking note and working on that craft, so which also gained interest, and then working on the 20 minute sprint obviously to obviously gain interest there, but that's my probably my main focus was there. Yeah.
Would you say you classify yourself as a running back, because you've also dipped down forward as well a bit this season?
Yeah. So I first originally got my first taste of backline footy at a decent level was last year, just before the finals at East Fremantle, and they decided to chuck me back because they knew I had they thought I had some speed, so they chucked me back and see how it went there, and I never really moved there from East Freo, but at Wesley, we always loved me as an attacking midfielder forward, where I can damage in stoppages and burst from stoppages, and then hit the scoreboard and do a damage there. So, all around the year, I've always been chopping and changing spots and positions, but loved it.
Good to be versatile too. That must add another string to your bow. What would it mean to be drafted? And have you found the interview process? Both WA clubs have sort of been linked to you. So what have your discussions been like with them as well as other clubs?
Yeah. My first couple interviews, my first interview, I wasn't expecting it at all. So I was absolutely packing them. I was so nervous. Mm. But after that, just talking to the right people. After a few interviews, I slowly got better. And that's where... So I thought my interview skills there got a little bit better. But, what was the other part of that question?
What would it mean to be drafted?
Oh, yeah. Mean to be drafted would probably be the best thing ever. Just because all I live for is just to play footy being around sport in just general. Just the lifestyle that I live, I'd love to do it. So, that'd mean the world.
For sure. Have you thought about the future on and off the field if it wasn't to pan out how you'd like, either on what Monday night or say next year?
Yeah. Yeah, if it wasn't to pan out on Monday or Tuesday night, I'd then stray back at East Fremantle. Hopefully have a good preseason there. Hopefully try and get a league game, which would be awesome. But yeah, and then I'd still give it 110% for this upcoming season for the seniors, and then see how we go from there.
There's so many like avenues now. Like obviously, well, the draft's 3 nights. So we got Monday, yep, and then yep. Tuesday, and then the rookie draft's on Wednesday. So what are you going to be doing? Because it could be a long wait.
Yeah. Is the draft at the night during the night?
I think 4 o'clock. Time on Monday, Tuesday. I don't know what time the rookie draft on Wednesday, but I think it's earlier in the day.
Right. Yeah. So during the day, I think I might just just like I said, go for a run or we'll play some golf. Take my mind off it and clear my head, see how we go during the night. Yeah, I guess.
No, it's good though, like there's SSP and stuff next year and even mid season draft, so a lot more opportunities now. But we'll move on to the speed questions now. Yep.
First thing that comes to your mind.
All right.
A couple of questions to get through. First one, nickname?
I got Smudge or Smit.
Smudge? Right.
What's the meaning behind that? Because I know you're into cricket, so I was like, first thing that came to my head was, I don't know, something with Steve Smith. Or...
Yeah, so I've obviously been a big cricketer as well through my career, but no, they because of one of my mates just started calling me Smudge because I was pretty similar, like I played a similar way to Steve Smith when I played cricket, so and it kind of just stuck and it just comes out a bit easier than Caleb, so they just kind of stuck with that. And a few mates either call me Smit or Smudge, so
not a bad nickname.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you'd buy with an AFL paycheck?
I'd love to go on a holiday with my family, I reckon. Yeah, I'd go somewhere nice because they've done a lot for me this season and a lot for me in my career, so I'd love to go and take them on a trip, which would be nice.
Very nice. If you could have a meal with three people in the world, any three people, who would you choose?
I'd go Tiger Woods, Andrew Tate, and Will Smith.
Interesting,
yeah.
Good, interesting conversations would be at that dinner table. Dream job outside of footy?
It'd have to be someone along the lines of like a physio or something, just in and around sport, be able to help players and something like that.
Most used app on your phone?
TikTok. Love it.
Nice.
Dream holiday destination?
England. Love to go to England, watch the Ashes. Yeah, Ashes series over there. That'd be mint.
Yeah, I could get around that. Most prized possession?
Most prized possession? Probably my phone. I'd that too. I think a lot of boys have actually said that, but
yeah, I know. But yeah. Honesty is the best policy. So.
Yeah.
Favorite food or pre-game snack?
Normally go the yogurt, berries, and granola. I always love that, and probably a cup of tea.
Nice and healthy.
Yeah.
Nice. Favorite movie or actor?
Yeah. It'd be either Will Smith or. Adam Sandler. Love their movies. So.
Nice.
Yeah. Winter or summer?
Summer.
Beach or pool?
Beach.
Biggest pet peeve?
Loud chewers. Can't stand them.
It's a popular one.
Yeah.
Which reality TV show could you see yourself on?
Reality TV show. I don't watch too many TV shows, to be honest. I really don't know. One of the boys said it. I was just too hot to handle, but I don't think I'm going to fit on that one. So
we'll take it. Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
FIFA or 2K?
2K.
Perfect place for a date?
Somewhere in Freo, I reckon, like a nice restaurant or along like Bathurst Beach or something, or over a sunset. I reckon that'd be nice.
Yep. Last but not least, favourite podcast?
Brain Ethan.
Yeah, good answer.
No other answers accepted.
All right, that concludes the speed questions. Now we'll move through to the Instagram Q&As @BrainEthan on pretty much everything, and then Bray Ethan on TikTok where some highlights are obviously up from a couple of episodes. First one from Braden Kickett. Does being a baldy increase your chances of being drafted?
Yes, I reckon. Because story behind it, we all went bald for the greatest shave, like our whole year group, which that was good fun. So we're all bald. So we all call each other baldies now. But yeah, I reckon it does, BK.
Makes you a bit more noticeable.
Yeah, makes me run faster. And not more noticeable.
Brody_Derek11, what are your three pump-up songs?
That's a fair bit. Come Together, like the remix of the Beatles. That'd be a good one. Mm. Anything by AC/DC is normally a good one. And 50 Cent. Anything by 50 Cent is always a
good one. Are those the ones that get pumped in the East Frio rooms?
Most of the 50 Cents, me and PK, we always crank that on the way to Wesley games. So we listen to that, and then AC/DC normally in Wesley, and we've been off and on with actually in tunes in East Frio. Sometimes we'd have speakers, sometimes we wouldn't. So
WA footy prospects, favourite trainer at East Frio?
Oh, Chris, for sure.
Yeah, no one else. Brody Derek, another one. I've put that in twice. Sorry. Josh Vernon, transition from state cricket to footy.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Because obviously I was been through the state programs as well for cricket, and it was obviously hard to go from, you know, like an elite cricket level to then having to transition to, pretty much had to drop it to increase my chances of giving a go at footy. So I had to drop the 19s. I had to step down from the 19s cricket, state cricket team, to give myself the best shot at playing footy. And I thought I made the right choice.
Was cricket like a genuine possibility and you actually had to weigh it up?
Yeah.
What was the reason for footy? Like, was it
just, I think, more enjoyable? Yeah, it's just like growing up, like it's literally footy season, like just play footy, cricket. Yeah. Like, never had a pre-season of cricket because of footy. Never had a cricket pre-season because of footy. So, all the way around. And
I was just saying, like, what was the reason for footy over cricket?
Oh, yeah, just hard. I got more interest out of footy.
Yeah.
Feel like I had a better chance, maybe. Mm. So, yeah.
Probably more opportunity with footy as well.
Yeah, just cricket, a bit easy, not as
well. You got obviously got 11 spots through a couple of states, and then 11 are lucky to play for the country.
That's it. Yeah,
the country is in a way elite level compared to AFL, you could say, because the AFL is the highest you can go in the game. Rock Hughes, how has Melville quality changed your life?
Melville quality was that changed my life for sure. That was just, remember 2019 grand final, versus Winnicott undefeated and got up by 3 points. And that was, definitely to date the best game of footy recorded. So, yeah.
So you played with Rock?
I actually didn't, because he was 2 years older than me. So.
Deck_Power_, best left arm off spinner you've faced?
Best left arm off you've faced. Probably, I'd have to say Deck.
Yeah.
Judd Cranborough.
Cranenberg.
Hey, Smudge. What motivates you the most for footy?
What motivates me the most for footy? Probably seeing you run amok out on Tuesday, Juddy. Probably. Getting me hyped up for Wesley game.
Mitchell_Pope, is it true you're living rent free in my pocket?
Oh yeah, I'll agree with that one. I did get out terribly to him the other day. LBW was half tracker and I've gone to pull it and I've just missed it. I got fired.
Liam Breers, cricket 100 against Guildford or a bag against Christchurch?
I'm taking the 100 against Guildford.
Yeah,
for sure.
I was going to say, like, kicking five is rare, but I feel like you can't really say no to 100.
You can't.
Like,
yeah.
But five goals is still five goals. So, Sage underscore Clark. Is Sage your dad?
Is Sage my dad? Yeah, he says he is, so I'll agree with it. Yeah.
Last one from Toby McDonald. Would you say Phoenix has better Riz than Macca?
Phoenix has very bad Riz, but Macca is also very bad. But I reckon I'm going to give Macca the Riz up on this one.
Right. All right, we'll move on to the quiz. The Cheetah Clothing leaderboard. Greg Clark sits up the top. 17 out of a possible 18. Absolute footy nuffy. Last week, Sam Sutkowski, he slotted himself up to 16.
With a bit of help, you could say.
Yeah, controversial. All the other draft prospects that we've had on so far this year. Sam Gilbey, Elijah Hewitt, and Ruben Gimby all on 15. Kane Bevan, 14. Darcy Jones, 12.5. Tyrell Dua, 12. Same with Jed Hagen. And Steely Green, 11.5.
Out of a possible 18.
Yeah. Oh, 18, okay. I was going to say,
Yeah, that's all. And then, yeah, Shane Wawoden, your coach from Wesley, 9. You got earlier in the year. So if you can beat all them, you'd be flying.
All right.
Dig up as many stats as possible.
Yeah. Question number one. What is your height and weight on the Waffle website?
77 kegs and 181 centimetres.
Yeah.
Bang.
That's correct. 1 out of 1. According to my cricket, what is your highest ever cricket score?
110 not out.
Yeah,
yep,
I'll give that. Yeah, 110. But yeah. That's correct. So 2 out of 2. Yep, start.
Not bad. Question number 3. How many Waffle games have you played in your career?
Oh no. I'm going to go 11.
Incorrect. 13.
Yeah. I didn't know. I have no idea.
So we're still on two. For 2 points, the most amount of disposals you had in a game this year was 31 versus Subiaco. How many of these were kicks and how many were handballs?
22 kicks, 8 handballs.
We'll give it because of not.
Oh my god, I can't count.
We'll give it, but I knew you obviously had it right because you said 22. Yeah, yeah. So
that's yeah,
we'll give the 2 there.
On to 4 points.
Yeah.
Question number: who was the only Waffle team this year you gave away 3 or more free kicks to?
Waffle.
Yeah.
Swan Districts.
Incorrect. Peel Thunder.
Oh, the start of the season? Because I only versed them once.
Must have been.
There you go.
Number 6, I reckon you'll get this one. How many goals did you kick for Wesley this year?
I'm going to go 9?
13. So we've gone 4 still.
All right, yep. Still on question number 4. On to question 7, possible 3 points here. Name the 3 other players who, like you, didn't play state footy this year, but got a state combine invite.
So they play...
didn't play state footy this year, but got an invite to the state combine.
Does Toby McQuilkin count?
Yeah.
Baxter, Phillip.
It's 2.
Bally Maxwell.
Bang.
Yeah.
3. So we're on to 7 there. Now.
We're on to 7.
Yep.
Shane Woden's nearly in some strife. So the amount of disposals you had in your first final for East, 3 amount of disposals you had in round 1 this year, how many is this?
16.
Bang. All right, 8 points. Question number 9. For 2 points, what position inside the top 30 were you ranked on ESPN's most recent Phantom Draft? 2 points if you're within 5 and 1 point if you're within 10. So top 30.
I'm going to go 27.
Very, very close.
Still, well, it's kind of like, it's 28. So okay. There's no difference between if you had it or not because you're within 5. So still got the 2 points there, which takes you up to 10.
10 points.
And we're now moving to the famous who am I? Someone was still with where you're from, where you've played, etc. Read out the birthday.
Yep. So if I get it first crack,
5 points. 5 points.
Yep.
and we say unlimited guesses, and we'll continue that within a sort of reasonable amount of time.
Okay, yep.
And then as we go down, less points are up for grabs, but then the more we reveal.
Yep.
So, yeah, the birthday is, I was born on the 18th of July, 2003. You can just have random guesses if you want.
I've got no idea. So I know that I know like East Fremantle.
There's some more obvious information, okay, but we'll have to. So you right now you can equal the likes of Sam. You can be the equal top draftee from this year. And that won't change because you'll be our last. Are our last party, so you can take your time with this one.
I'm gonna go 2003, July 18th, July 18th, July. So a year. No idea. Can I pass?
You can pass.
I'm just gonna pass. I've literally got no idea.
Okay. I don't know how much this one's going to help, but I wear the number 32 for my AFL club.
Oh, I'm going to go Corey Warner.
Incorrect.
No. And I'm actually going to put in a hint here because I reckon like this person hasn't played any games, by the way.
Angus Sheldrick. No.
32.
Artie Jones.
Correct.
There we go. Beautiful.
Number 32.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Four points. So you're up to you finished on 14, on same points as Kane Bevan. Unfortunately, just below Ruben, Elijah, and Sam. But you did pretty well all around. The rest of that was taken with pick 43 in last year's draft, which you probably would have got. Tended Wesley, arguably the biggest bolter for WA last year. So yeah, Arthur Jones. Must be happy. Yeah. Pretty happy with 14 out of 18.
Yeah, from where I was. Yeah. And I missed a couple of easy ones, but, you know, got a late couple in the end.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, well, yeah. Take that. Not bad from the quiz for you. You definitely take that. Well, first of all, thanks to Sport FM for having us. It's first time back in the Sport FM building for a little while. All the best for draft night, though, Caleb, whichever way it goes, and can't wait to see how it all goes, and of course hopefully you can reach your dreams next week.
Thanks boys, thanks for having me.
Been a pleasure. Make sure give the socials five stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Google Podcasts.
Also, well, I'm just gonna say congrats in advance to the people who get picked up that we've interviewed, because obviously we won't have an episode up until after the draft, so yeah. Been a pleasure and looking forward to next year's prospects.
For sure. Well, Ethan, we'll be back chatting again next week.
Yep.
Until then, you've been listening to the Brian Ethan podcast. Thanks for listening.